Thanks so much for joining us. As I've said, there's lots of news that's been breaking over the past hour and will continue to break during the next hour or so. So we'll try and bring you everything that we can as soon as it comes in. We are going to start with the Hawks. Promised us more arrests today, and they have come. They've arrested four former senior state officials this morning for alleged tender irregularities committed at the Gauteng Department of Health in 2007. This has to do with an information technology maintenance program at the department. So according to the Hawks, the total cost of the project was meant to be 57 million rand for a period of 3 years. Instead, it cost 1.2 billion rand. So those officials appearing in court in Palm Ridge today, in Ntukwana Ngatane, EWN reporter, is there for us. Ntukwana, what do we know about the positions that these individuals held in the department? Were they high ranking, and what charges are they facing?
Well, Mandy, before I walked out, at least three of the four had already stated their cases, and they're saying that they're not guilty. They are Sibo Ngobo, former head of department and accounting officer, obviously, of the Gauteng Department of Health. Makosi Musupi, former chief director of information. Then we have Obakeng Mokelezi, who was the deputy director general, and Valdis Romano, who was a former supply chain management head. So all three or four of them allegedly received kickbacks. Now, from what we know, Mandy, you'll remember that Brian Songwa was MEC at the time. We were also expecting to see him in court, but he's not among the four. And from what we understood from previous reports, one of the directors of the companies that got this work, or at least got the money for not doing the work, actually bought a house in Bryanston for 4.6 million that Brian Songwa lived in, but he's not in court. So the four appearing in court today, but two others, who are the directors of the companies that were paid, are out of the country. We understand that the Hawks are now on their trail, and we want them to also be charged. So, as I say, the three that I heard before I walked out were saying that they are not guilty and they intend to come back for their trial. Cindy?
So high-ranking individuals who were employed by the Gauteng Health Department currently appearing in court in Palm Ridge. Now, in the Eastern Cape, the Hawks have also updated us on a case there. A 49-year-old woman from Mthatha, she's been released on bail, and this has to do with COVID door-to-door community awareness workshops that was happening there, some kind of scam. Ntukwana, what do we know about this?
Well, her name is Kumza Gambula, and she has been released on 20,000 rand bail. We understand that her company was engaged, Party Lizu Training Institute was engaged to, as you say, conduct door-to-door awareness about COVID-19. But what the company then instead did was went around and made people fill in forms for grants. So they basically didn't do the work, but at the end of it all, they invoiced and were paid 4.8 million rand.
Mandy? And Ntukwana Ngatane, EWN reporter, she's in Palm Ridge. So the Hawks have promised us arrest. They did deliver.